Today from The Ohio Newsroom, losing a labor and delivery unit.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. By the end of this month, Ohio Health will close the labor and delivery unit at Grady Memorial Hospital in Central Ohio's Delaware County. Families there who want to give birth at a hospital will then have to leave the county to do so. Jax Lamenda is a reporter, and Brittany Schock is the regional editor of Delaware Source. They've been following this story. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Erin.
Appreciate it.
So, Jack, let's start with you. More than 24 hospitals in Ohio have closed or consolidated maternity care since 2018. Many of those are in rural and suburban areas, according to the Ohio Hospital Association. But Delaware County is among the fastest growing counties in Ohio right now. What reason does Ohio Health give for closing this maternity unit?
They've flat out want to use some of the different facilities or hospitals that they have in the area, whether it's the Dublin Hospital or the Riverside Hospital. They seem to think that consolidating their services there are just better. Specifically for the inpatient maternity unit, there's statistics out there that are showing them that a lot of people are just choosing to birth babies at other hospitals other than Grady Memorial, thus why they're trying to push the needle more towards the two other facilities that they have.
Okay, got it. So, Brittany, let's turn to you then. Where does this leave expecting parents? What options do they have if they want to give birth in a hospital?
Sure. So Ohio Health still has obstetric and gynecological practices in Delaware. You know, they do have facilities open for prenatal and postpartum care. But if you want to give birth in a hospital, we have to leave the county. If you don't want to give birth in a hospital, sure, you can stay and you can explore things like home birth. But home birth is definitely not a catch-all. It's not the default option. But that can be, it's a scary thing, you know, to know that you have to be prepared to drive at least half an hour to get to a hospital if that's your birth plan.
Yeah. So what have you heard from community members and pregnant people in the area? How are they feeling about this change?
On June 22nd, there was quite a large group of people who came to Delaware City Council to voice their, you know, concerns. There was one mother named Monica who drove with her 16-month-old son and talked about how if it hadn't been for Grady Memorial, she would have given birth in her bedroom because it moved very quickly. There was another woman, her name was Isabella, and she talked about how she wasn't planning on giving birth at Grady Memorial, but her birth was complicated. Her daughter ended up breaking her collarbone on the way out, and Isabella herself almost died on the table, she said. So, you know, these women were saying that Grady Memorial wasn't their first choice. It wasn't their initial plan in giving birth. But if it hadn't been for Grady Memorial, they're not sure what would have happened to them or their babies.
Wow. What are healthcare workers saying about this? You know, what do they feel will be the long-term consequences of the closure?
The Ohio Nurses Association has been very involved in advocating for the medical professionals that are being affected by this. And something that they said right off the bat was that this is going to negatively affect the health of mothers and babies. We know that the longer away a drive is to a birthing hospital, the more complications can be introduced. And, you know, frankly, they said they're worried that there are going to be babies being born on the side of 23, US 23 on the drive to Riverside. So they're worried. They're worried about the health of these mothers and these babies.
Okay, that was Brittany Schock and Jax Lamenda with Delaware Source. You can follow more of their reporting at DelawareSource.com.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.